this is the point in our service where the music would start. We'd sing, "Christ the Lord is risen today." And I think in this Holy Week, this Easter in exile, I begin to understand Judah in exile crying out, "How can we sing the songs of Zion by the waters of Babylon?" Welcome to our Easter sunrise service at Holy Trinity Anglican Church. If you're new to us, if you're joining us on Facebook Live, please hit the like button so that we know that you're there. If you'd like to get more information about our parish, please go to our website, holytrinityanglicansa.com. Click on the contact button and fill out the little form, and you can join our email list and get information about the goings-on of our parish. If you'd like to donate to Holy Trinity Anglican Church, there's a little green button at the bottom of our homepage that allows you to do that online. Alleluia! Christ is risen!
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to die upon the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the devil and the power of death, grant us grace to die daily to sin, that we may live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading begins in the 34th verse of the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise be to God. The second reading begins in the third chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
We stand to hear the good news of our salvation as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You know, this is not the Easter that I had planned. This is not at all what it looked like in my mind's eye. This would be the ninth year that we've celebrated in our backyard, filled with chairs, the birds singing, the squirrels playing, and it's just us, the three of us and a camera. The birds still sing, the sun still rises, but it's not the Easter that I had planned. You know, 2,000 years ago, I don't think it was the Easter that the disciples had planned either. Perhaps we've become a little too familiar with the story. You see, we know what to expect. There's not a tension anymore. It's not the devastating disruption of expectations that saw them move from hosannas on Palm Sunday to the cross on Good Friday. The loneliness, the regret, the betrayal, the utter disruption of the crucifixion of our Lord, the despair of keeping Sabbath on Holy Saturday, and the attempt of making sense of it all on that first day of the week, taking spices to embalm Jesus and make a proper burial. It wasn't the Easter that they expected. And perhaps in this Easter in exile, in our own time of disruption, we may have become too familiar with our own comforts. You know, this disruption of our social, our family, our vocational, and our economic lives in the last several weeks has shocked us. It's an opportunity to go into reflection on our comfortable expectations. You know, spending Holy Week as exiles, stripped of the regular gathering for devotional practices that guide us to this Easter morning. Instead, we did the best we could by phone, by Zoom, by Facebook Live, by all of the technologies that try to join us together, but ultimately are lacking. In this roller coaster ride of dashed hopes, overwhelming fear, and uncertainty, we need to hear that same message that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary heard 2,000 years ago. I say to you, he is risen. He is risen indeed. We need to hear again, do not be afraid. There's plenty of uncertainty about next week, next month, next year. But we know who is in control. We know that all authority is His in heaven and on earth. Do not be afraid. We need to go to Galilee. Go back to where it all began. Go back and make a new start. Taking what we have learned in this time where we've had to redefine what it means to worship, redefine what it means to be in community. We need to discover a new way of walking together in community as disciples of Jesus with a new commandment of radical love and a new identity in the life of the Trinity. You know, this time of disruption has given us this opportunity to reflect on what is truly important, on our impact on those around us, on the way we spend our time, on our need for community with those who are near us, with those who are far away. Friends, we will have the opportunity to return from exile, to return to a new normal. I wonder, what will we pick up and take with us as we return from exile? We must also hear that word, wait. Morgan's shaking her head over there. No, I don't want to learn to wait. But sometimes we wait. We wait expectantly to meet Christ, to see Him in the body and the blood, to meet Him in the Word made flesh around us, to see Him manifest as the body of Christ that is the church. We wait to encounter Him in prayer and in the faces of the least of these, for He is risen. Indeed, He is risen from the dead and goes before us. May we see Him there. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Now let us stand and proclaim what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray for the church and for the world, saying, hear our prayer. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being and unity of the people of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Henry, our Archbishop, Felix, our Bishop, Celestine and Scott, our Bishop Suffragan, and for all the clergy and people of our diocese and congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all those who proclaim the gospel at home and abroad, and for all who teach and disciple others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For our brothers and sisters in Christ who are persecuted for their faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For our nation, for those in authority, and for all in public service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
for all those who are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all those who have departed this life in the certain hope of the resurrection, in thanksgiving, let us pray, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant these our prayers for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us now also pray for the forgiveness of our sins. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who sincerely repent and with true faith turn to him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with your spirit.
As we come in peace to this table, I'd like to remind you that we do believe in both the spiritual and the material presence of Christ in this Eucharist. And so we have Jennifer and Morgan here to receive materially the body and blood on your behalf. And we pray that you will receive spiritually all the benefits of this communion as you come with us in spirit, even as you are absent physically. Heavenly Father, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine that they may be for us the body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own we have returned.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, O creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is just and right so to do.
It is just, right, and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb, who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might,
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had sinned against you and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent your only Son into the world for our salvation. By the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, he became flesh and dwelt among us. In obedience to your will, he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself once for all, that by his suffering and death we might be saved. By his resurrection, he broke the bonds of death, trampling hell and Satan under his feet. As our great high priest, he ascended to your right hand in glory, that we might come with confidence before the throne of grace. And on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your word and Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And sanctify us also, that we may worthily receive this holy sacrament and be made one body with him, so that he may dwell in us and we in him. And bring us with all your saints into the fullness of your heavenly kingdom, where we shall see our Lord face to face. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed once for all upon the cross. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your abundant and great mercies. Apart from your grace, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, who always delights in showing mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world,
grant us thy peace.
Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, the gifts of God are for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen.
This is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for you. Preserve thy body and soul in everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance of Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Take this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is shed for you, preserve thy body and soul in everlasting life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Now go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia,
alleluia.
This concludes our Easter service. And as the Jews in exile say at the conclusion of Passover, next year in Jerusalem. Next year right here as it should be. Amen.